Landon Correll.
Mr. Correll, please state your name and your ABC number for the record, sir.
Landon Correll, 324421.
Mr. Correll, you're appearing for the Arizona Board of Executive Supremacy for your revocation hearing regarding the one allegation only warrant. And based upon information that we have, you was notified of this hearing, I believe, back on January the 3rd of this year. Do you remember that notification, sir?
Yes.
And only among other things, it stated that you could obtain a licensed attorney to represent you at your own expense. I don't see one in the room today. May I assume that you're going to represent yourself this morning, sir? Okay, sir, as you can see, there are four board members participating in your hearing today, and I would like to just introduce them to you by name, and you can probably see our names as well. To your right, to my left, would be the Honorable Mr. Louis Kiwanis. Next to me would be the Honorable Mr. David Neal. On the other side of myself is Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. And my name is C.T. Wright. I'm going to serve as your lead. We also have in the room with us today the gentleman that you should be able to see now. And that is Mr. Westby. Mr. Westby is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Mr. Correll and Mr. Westby, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you guide it in the sword firm. Mr. Correll?
Yes, sir. Or yes.
Thank you so very much. As indicated, sir, you have one allegation only warrant. I am going to read it. Once I read it, would you tell me whether it's true or false, sir? Any reason that you are in violation of Arizona Conditional Supervision Number 3 is demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at 3555 Indian Peak Road with Havasu City, Arizona, on about November 19, 2018, without the prior approval you assigned to role officer. Your whereabouts was unknown, thus you was under restraint from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
The address I was staying was 3555 Indian Peak Drive. About a week or two after that, I called my parole officer and told him the new address that I was staying at. He said I needed to go to Kingman with the person that I was living with to sign the papers of the new address that I was staying with.
Let me make sure that I understand that maybe a week or two, you were not staying at that address there in Lake Havasu. Am I correct, sir?
Yes.
Okay, so that means, from my perspective, that's true, because you were not there the whole time that you were out. Because as you said yourself, it was a week or two that you were not at 3555 Indian Peak Road in Lake Havasu City. Sir, may I assume that is true, sir?
Yes.
Okay, then I'm going to offer a motion. We're going to have an opportunity to discuss it in phase two, but we're going to get out of phase two and go into phase one. And my motion is going to be based upon the information contained in warrant number 2018W3610, as well as the admission of Mr. Correll. I move to find that he violated terms and conditions of supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, C.T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Johnson, and the Honorable Mr. Kiwanis. Now, sir, we're going into phase two of the hearing, which is a very important phase of your hearing, because at the end of phase two, this board is going to make a determination whether to revoke your community supervision or to return you to the community. However, we begin phase two by receiving some background information on you from the Department of Corrections. We'll ask that you remain quiet while we get this information, and we'll be right back with you to talk to you after we get this information, sir. At this time, we're going to ask the Honorable Mr. Westby if he would give us some background information. Mr. Westby, sir?
On October 22, 2018, Mr. Correll was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested December 20, 2018 by ADC staff. There were no new charges. He was back in DOC custody on December 22, 2018 with an adjusted community supervision end date of May 21, 2019, 31 abscond days. Prior conviction, 2018, unlawful use of means of transportation, 6 months. 2018, forgery, 1.5 years. There is no prior conviction showing. This is his first term in DOC. CUIR score 3-3, mental health score 3, substance abuse score 1. There's no gang information noted. prior terms of supervision. His disciplinary violations are minimal. Other arrests, 2009 marijuana violation, Arizona, juvenile probation. 2011 flight from law vehicle, Arizona, juvenile probation. 2016 unlawful use of means of transportation, Arizona, guilty other sanction. His community risk score is G1B2.
Okay, thank you so very much, Mr. Westby. Okay, we're back to you, Mr. Corral. Now, based on the information that we have, which one of them we've already talked about, you are staying there at that address, and that would have been with your, who was living there, sir? Susan Arena, who was residence with that, sir?
My friend's mother.
Oh, that's your friend's mother, okay. And so aside from those 2 weeks that you, those 2 weeks or so, aside from that, you resided at that address there at 3555 Indian Peak Road there in Lake Havasu City. Am I correct, sir?
Yes.
Did you have a job at all while you were out, sir?
I was doing a little bit of landscaping, and I was trying to get a job with car toys. And the job actually fell through. When I got released, I didn't have my social security or my ID, and they told me once I got my social security card and my ID, I would get the job. Once I got all my information, they had hired other people, so no, I did not get a job.
But you did finally get your social security card and your ID. You do have that now, sir, so when you get out, you'll be able to find employment. Am I correct, sir?
Yes.
And what kind of employment would you be doing once you get out, sir? Whether we let you out now or you get out a little later, sir. So what would you be, what type of job would you be looking for?
Either construction or working at a restaurant. Those are the two places I have experience with. So.
Okay. Well, any one of those, you should be able to find some employment, because always people can always eat, and now people can always work on houses, construction. So we wish you the best on that, sir. I also take note that while you were out, that you were referred to the Southwest Behavior for anger management, and but you failed to enroll in that program. Why didn't you go to that program, sir?
I was involved with the Mojave Mental Health, and I was waiting for a psych evaluation and other things like that. I had was speaking with my caseworker, and to get the psych evaluation, I have to get the psych evaluation first before I can enroll with Southwest. Mm-hmm. Because you can only be in one or the other.
Okay, sir.
Southwest or Mojave Mental Health.
But I also take note that you were referred to SAGE, but you, they dismissed you from SAGE, or they asked you rather to leave from SAGE because of your, destructive and disrespectful towards peers and counselors there. So what were you going on? Why didn't you, what was going on with your behavior there, sir?
I fell asleep in the class.
Okay, you fell asleep, and so was that because of the meditation you was on, or you just were sleeping that day, sir, or those days?
The new place that I had been staying at, I was sleeping on the couch. At my friend's house, he has a wife, a roommate, and three other kids, so basically my living situation was very difficult.
Okay. And as it relates to tasks, I do take note that, you know, once they put you on that pin coat, that you were supposed to check in to make sure that you were... that your number was up, but I do take note that on November the 6th of 2018 that you did test positive for THC, which I believe is marijuana. Is that correct, sir?
Yes.
Did you have a marijuana medical card, sir?
No, I did not.
Okay, so you just decided that you were using marijuana. Okay. Was marijuana a choice of your, a drug choice of yours in the past, and that was just something you picked up, sir?
Say that again?
Was marijuana a drug of choice? Was that something you were using before you were incarcerated, or was that new for you, sir?
That was more new for me.
Okay. And where were you getting it from? I mean, you didn't have a job, so how were you getting the marijuana? You know, they don't, I don't think they just hand it out, they might, but how were you paying for it, sir?
I wasn't using it frequently. It was kind of just a one-time use. It kind of helped for me, more like a medication. I talked to my parole officer about it, and I was in the process of getting my medical marijuana card, but it does cost a lot of money to get it, so basically my parole officer just told me the second I got my medical card, everything would be all right. I had to do a couple hours of community service.
Okay, at this time, sir, I'm going to see if other board members might have some questions for you at this time, sir. I don't see any questions from other board members at this time, sir. We're going into coming towards the end of your hearing, but this is your hearing, sir. Therefore, I want to give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board before the board goes into discussion and makes up its decision. So anything else you want to tell the board at this time, sir? We're prepared to listen.
Well, basically, when I was out, you know, I did slip up and I had a little bit of use and drug use, and I turned myself into a detox center, and I was trying to get some kind of rehabilitation, and I know I didn't keep contact with my parole, but with the place I went to in Yuma, I let them know that I was on parole, so it wasn't like I just completely absconded. And when I called my parole officer, I told him everything that had went on and where I was, and that I was clean and I needed help. When I went into the parole office, he asked me why I was there. I said to face what I need to face, you know, like a man. And basically, he told me I should have asked for treatment, and that's why I was sent here, because I didn't ask for treatment. So
you should have asked for treatment.
It was kind of rough. I felt like I should have got treatment instead of sent back here. This place isn't a place to really rehabilitate or get any skills for, you know, living on your own out there in the world.
In addition to that, you had also responded for 31 days, but okay, sir. Thank you so very much. At this time, sir, the board is going into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet while the board is in discussion, but please stay on the phone because you can hear everything that we say. We don't feel anything behind closed doors. Once we complete this discussion, the board will make a decision whether to revoke your community supervision or to return you to the community. Okay, the board is now going in discussion, so please remain quiet. I find Mr. Correll to be a very interesting young man. He's only 22 years of age. He has a great future before him. Just so happened that things just did not work out for him. I think he had a stable place to reside at first with his friend, but then he went with another friend, and he ended up absconding for 31 days. His parole officer did not know where he was during that period. In addition to that, he started using THC marijuana without a medical card, and he says that he wanted help, but he just didn't even stay at the program that he had there at SAFE. That says that, you know, his parole officer was working with him, but it just didn't work out for him. With that being said, just as one board member, I think it would be best for him to complete his program, complete his stay at the DOC and put together a program when he get out so that he can have, so he'll be ready to never end up in arms again. But that's only my opinion. I'm prepared to listen to other board members at this time. Okay, hearing nothing else from board members, I'm going to offer a motion, see where it goes. And my motion is going to be to find that Mr. Lindell Correll, ADC number 324421, did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision in as much as he did abscond for some 31 days, and he did use some marijuana without the use of his card, and he did not follow all the directives of his assigned parole officer. Therefore, I'm going to move to revoke his community supervision, and as much as he violated terms and conditions of supervision, that he was the delinquent that he had lapsed into criminal ways for stunning for 31 days and using marijuana without a marijuana card. And that is my motion to revoke.
Second. Agreed.
Motion by myself, C.Q. Rice, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Johnson, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Neal, and the Honorable Mr. Kawanis. concern, your community supervision has been revoked. However, as you probably know better than I know, you're going to be out on May the 21st. That's just, as we said, from where I come from, that's just around the corner. But I will challenge you, sir. You don't have to listen to me on this one. While you're still there, put together a program. Write it down. Put it on paper so when you get out in May, you'll be ready to be successful and never, never end up in arms again. Can I count on you to do that for me, sir?
Yes.
Okay, well, this will end your hearing, so please put the phone down so that the next person can come up, sir. Thank you.
Doctor, may I ask you for a 5-minute break?